Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Real neat from our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, well it's safe to dance, yes it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it, everything will work out right. See, we can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well they're no friends of mine. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Yeah, well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 18 people taken to local hospitals in Toronto. 80 were on board as a Delta Airlines jet that originated in Minneapolis and crashed at Toronto's Pearson International Airport flipped upside down. Pearson CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
Two people remain in critical condition and they're investigating the cause. High winds forcing hundreds of cancellations at airports nationwide on Monday. Harsh cold descending over the middle part of the country. A polar vortex gripping the Rockies and northern plains. The U.S. and Russia beginning negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. Not at the table in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine. The head of the Social Security Administration has stepped down from her role at the agency, sources say, over Elon Musk's request to access Social Security recipient information. Michelle King departing after more than 30 years of service. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers will unveil his state budget tonight. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan. That includes an overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's waters, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of child care. Wisconsin voters have only one statewide race on the ballot today. That's the primary for state superintendent of public instruction. Incumbent Jill Underly will be challenged by Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright and Milwaukee education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The two top finishers advance to the April general election. And much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Organizers hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race between Cable and Hayward. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the Berkey. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and bitterly cold once again today with highs near 7 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 25 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low near 8 below, wind chill values as cold as negative 20. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, 13 below.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant, Tesla, after 5 a.m., and I'm in the Max FM Weather Center. We have the following school delays reported as of right now. Again, these are the following school delays in the Max FM listening area. Montello School is delayed 2 hours. Partyville School is delayed 2 hours. Ryle School is delayed 2 hours. Richland Center School is delayed 2 hours. And Weston Schools have a 2-hour delay. Those are the only delays that we have reported at this moment. We will continue to monitor those. Again, the following schools are delayed by 2 hours today: Montello, Partyville, Richland, Ryle, and Weston. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email info at max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970. You can listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Stream us on our website at max.fm or stream us via the Free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max the mouse to stream us with you wherever you're at. Here is Prince on Max FM.
Should know by the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mat. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them mules. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Money. Of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday.
90s, and more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Bye. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, yes, is with you. It's a little bit early this morning. Yeah, it's before 6 o'clock, but we are keeping tabs on school delays this morning, so yes, I'm in a little bit early. Currently, the following schools are delayed by 2 hours today. Montello, Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, and Weston Schools. Again, the following schools are delayed start today by 2 hours. Montello, Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, and Weston. As we have additional updates, we will provide them to you. All this information is also over on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or a delay, please email info@max.fm or you can text us at 608-355-9970. You can listen to us on 99.7 FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, stream us online at max.fm, or via the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Again, we will keep this list up to date on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Coming up, Van Halen on Max FM.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Tuesday morning. Yes, I'm in before 6 a.m. We do have some schools that are delayed. So far, the only schools that are reporting delays in the listening area are Montello, Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, and Weston. Again, the following schools are delayed start today by 2 hours. Montello, Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, and Weston. We have this list on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing cancellation or delay, please email info@max.fm, or you can also text us at 608-355-9970. You can listen to us on 99.7 FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, stream us online at max.fm, or you can also stream us anytime on the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by Duran Duran on Max FM.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies. I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and bitterly cold once again today with highs near 7 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 25 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 8 below, wind chill values as cold as negative 20. Whole home connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, 14 below.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love on Max FM.
Just trust in the good time, no matter how long it takes. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Do you tell lies?
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of recently hired employees at the FAA have now been fired. Sources at the IRS say 15,000 workers there have been identified for possible termination as well. All of it at the direction of Elon Musk's newly created Department of Government Efficiency. And now,
questions are swirling over who actually runs DOGE. In a new court filing, the White House clarifies that Elon Musk is not the administrator, but did not say who is. A judge is considering whether to block DOGE from firing government employees and accessing data from certain departments. A ruling is expected as soon as today.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. In Toronto, 18 people are still hospitalized after a regional jet crashed.